Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. This is obviously Jack and Diane from John Mellencamp. It was number one on this day 37 years ago in 1982.
I get it.
This song was number one 6 weeks or 2 months before you were born.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's stood the test of time.
That's interesting to me. Don't you think?
Kind of.
Jeremy Seifert, the head football coach at Clearwater High School, joins us. Clearwater 5-1, they're going into a difficult test tomorrow night at Andale. Jeremy, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me. Difficult test is certainly putting it lightly.
That's an understatement.
They're a very good
it?
Football team, yeah.
Yeah, just looking at scores, and listen, Andale's good every year. We've gotten used to that, but this looks like maybe even a cut above Andale team. What are you seeing from them?
Last year's team they had was very mm-hmm. skilled and very fast, and they had a couple injuries and a really good Pratt team that were in their way. This year's football team, it seems to be exactly – I mean, they don't have the Mason Fairchild or somebody like that that's the big Division I football recruit. They just got a lot of kids that play really, really, really hard.
Is this your second year at Clearwater, Jeremy?
Yes, it is.
So what's been kind of your goal there? What have you kind of tried to kind of impact and impart with that football program at Clearwater?
Last year was my first year and came in and had a good group of guys, but we returned 9 starters on offense and 9 starters on defense. So we were expecting to be pretty good this year. And last year when we played Andale at this time, we had a 4-2 record. We put some things together. I know Andale is Andale, but we've got some really good football players here in Clearwater, and we're definitely excited about the opportunity to go play them. We've kind of got, one of the best players in the area that I don't understand why there's not a little bit more buzz around him, and Tanner Cash at our quarterback position. You know, he's just, and I know other teams have got some really good quarterbacks, but he was a first team all conference player last year and an honorable mention all state player as a sophomore. He accounted for almost 2,500 yards of offense. We've got 2 or 3 of the best linebackers in our league and a couple wide receivers that can really make plays. And we got 4 returning linemen back, and, you know, we're thrilled to take a shot at the number one team in the state tomorrow.
We're talking high school football. Jeremy Scheifler, the football coach at Clearwater High School. They are 5-1 going into tomorrow night's game against Andale. Last year, Andale thumped you pretty good, and then you lost the next 2 games. So it would appear, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, but maybe that loss was somewhat demoralizing. How do you keep that from happening? How do you keep your team focused on the fact that, hey, we're a pretty good football team here, no matter what happens against Andale tomorrow night?
We've talked about that and making sure that we know we really feel, and I feel like we can make this a competitive football this year. Last year, after the Andale loss, we lost on a Hail Mary to Wichita Collegiate. So we were right there. It was 28-28, and they had a 6'7" tight end that just, you know, he caught a Hail Mary pass, and we lost. And then we went down and played a Chapman team that started, I think, 9 seniors. And going into halftime, it was 14-7. And going into the third quarter, at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-14. And just kind of let it get away at that point. So, I mean, our kids know that they're good football players and that we're a good football team and that we've got a chance to make a run here in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I think that, you know, we've kind of talked about maybe this is just going to be the first of two games that we play against Andale, because obviously in the playoffs, there's a chance that we could meet back up with them. And, you know, so just kind of understanding that, you know, next week, I mean, we play a really tough Wichita Collegiate team after this one. So, I mean, and then we're looking at a first round playoff game. So, you know, it's playoff football. They're all pretty tough at this level from this point on out.
Coach, what do you feel like are kind of the keys to sustaining success at Clearwater? You mentioned coming into this year, you've got 18 returning starters and a bunch of seniors. And I don't mean to ask you to look ahead or anything like that, but how does a successful season like you, the one you had last year and now you're building off of that this year, how does that turn into something long term, do you think?
Well, it has to be something that the kids care about year round. And we have about 50 to 55 players on our team. And that first summer, you know, we averaged, I think our average of kids that summer, 80% or more, was like 28, 29. And this summer it was 38, 39. So, you know, looking at next summer, you know, roughly there's 52 kids on the team this year, 39 of them are showing up at weights 80% of the time during the summer. You know, obviously you need to improve and make that better, but it has to be something that is just, you know, important to them, to the level that, you know, as coaches, it's obviously very important to us. It's very important to this community, but it's got to be the buy-in that these kids build into. And then just kind of the mentality of Clearwater, you got to build into that, you know, this is a town where, you know, people work hard every single day. And for the most part, you know, in the setting of the town, these are pretty successful people as far as, you know, I guess I would just kind of say, you know, if you looked at our school's socioeconomic status and things like that, it's pretty high. So as far as, you know, not in the low end. So these are people that are successful. It's a successful academic school, and, you know, it's a town and a team and, you know, really a school that deserve a quality football program. So, you know, Mike Krzyzewski at Duke University used to always say, you know, and he still probably introduces it every single season to his team, that, you know, we're putting a basketball team out there. So at Clearwater, we're putting a football team out there. It needs to be the best football team it can be. And that's kind of the mentality that we take to it every single day.
Talking Jeremy Scheifler, the football coach at Clearwater High School. I know you opened your season with three wins against Rose Hill, Mulvane, and Wellington. And those are obviously all three schools that are right in your footprint. Who's your big rival? Who do you view at Clearwater as your number one rival?
You know, I would say with all of us league schools, really. I mean, as the whole league is kind of within the last couple of years, you know, everybody's kind of chasing Andale. But as far as the whole league, it kind of seems like the kids really feel a competitive match against Wellington. They feel a competitive match against Mulvane. You know, this year when we beat Mulvane, it was the first time since 1988 that Clearwater had beat Mulvane. And they hadn't always played each other due to one being Division III, one being Division IV, and some different things like that. But, you know, Coach Finney never lost to Clearwater. And you know, he's an assistant principal there now, and that's one of the things that he said. And I think he became the head coach in Mulvane in 92 or 93. And people were trying to think back, when was the last time, you know, we beat Mulvane? And Coach Finney came out and was like, well, I know I never lost to Clearwater. So, you know, it's 1988. So that was a big win. We've got one of our assistant coaches has been on staff here since the early 2000s, and that was the only team that we play regularly that he hadn't beat. So, I mean, I think our kids find a competitive because we, you know, we're going up against those guys in track every single year and baseball every single year. So just within this Division IV, Rose Hill, Mulvane, Wellington, Collegiate, and Andale, I mean, I think there's a pretty good competitive mix with all of us. and you feel the kids definitely really, I mean, they're, you know, they've got a, you know, a competitive edge for all of those games. So I couldn't tell you who I feel like, who is the specific rival, because, you know, when I first got here, you know, it was, you know, we haven't beat Mulvane in a long time, but Andale's kind of at the top, and Collegiate's the last team that from our league that's won a state championship. So, I mean, it's highly competitive, and, I mean, preparing every single week is a struggle.
Yeah. Jeremy, thanks. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night at Andale.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys giving us a call.
All right. Jeremy Scheifler, football coach at Clearwater High School, as I'm getting a text from one of our parents about a kid who has a tremendous upside in baseball but has decided to play more, not year-round basketball, but basketball in the winter and spring.
Okay.
These are the battles. That's okay, but I don't necessarily like it.
Yeah, I imagine. I'd want as many good athletes in my league as possible. I get it.
But when you sometimes you lose these battles. Baseball is a sport that these kids should be devoting themselves to as much as they do football and basketball, in my humble opinion.
It's you just
especially
gotta change.
When they're young, when they're a 9 and 10 year old kid, and with this kind of upside in the game of baseball, it's a shame.
I hear you.
And if I were the basketball coach, I'd say that to this kid.
Nah, it's never going to happen.
That's what I'd say.
It's never going to happen.
I would never tell a baseball kid who came to me and said, you know what, I've decided I'm going to play baseball from April through December. No, you're not. Don't do it. It's not going to help you to do it that much. It's just not.
All right, well, I get it. I understand your concerns.
Get fired up about this stuff.
I know.
That's okay. It's okay to be almost 65 and still have the capacity to get fired up
today.
What about it?
Just read it. I don't know what about it yet. Haven't.
What do you mean?
Well, everything that happened to you after 50 seemed
a lot of things have happened to me after.
Seemed to be in a reflective mood.
A lot of things happened in my life after 50. All for the better for the most part.
I like it.
Right. So it's okay to reflect.
Very good.
I may do more reflecting.
Reflect away, man. It's all great.
Nothing wrong with reflecting.
Absolutely.
We'll be back. I'll wrap it up today. You're listening to The Drive right here on Sports Radio KFH.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.